Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Nowadays, it's very important for us to know who to trust. Lalo na sa pagbili ng sasakyan. Sobrang daming pwedeng pagbilian, pero iilan lang ang totoong maaasahan. Who doesn't want an easy and convenient car buying process? Who should we trust to get all your car buying needs? AutoDeal has all the answers.
AutoDeal is an all-in-one platform for your car needs. It makes your car buying experience worthy and more convenient. Up to 450 highly rated car dealers nationwide ang pwedeng pagpilian. So what are you waiting for? Simplify your car buying journey and get the best deal at autodeal.com.ph.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello there, dear listeners. I'm Wincy.
I'm CJ.
And you're listening to
The Telebaba Tapes.
Oops! Bago ang lahat, apologies to all our listeners and to our pod pals. Nagkamali kami na scheduling para sa episode na to. Yung episode na to dapat lumabas bago yung appearance namin ni CJ sa 2022 Manila International Book Fair noong September. Pero oo, nalito kami sa scheduling kaya ngayon namin linalabas to. Pasensya na, just think of this as a flashback episode. And now, let's get on with the show. The title of this is Bad Reviews. So,
pinsan siya ng episode with film critic and also my friend, Richard Bolisay.
Companion piece.
Yung criticism.
Pero ayan, ito, it's all about the bad reviews.
And how it affects you, I guess, or affects a person?
Affects people who make art.
Aha. So yung scope natin ay creative,
Na hindi lang music or ano. Pwede rin kasi review ng restaurant. May-ari ka ng restaurant.
Basta meron kang kinikreate.
Oo.
Okay.
Or may service ka na binibigay. Pwede rin naman na, di ba, ngayon uso sa mga websites yung, ma'am, sir, can you give me a review?
Para product review.
Hindi, ganyan. Product review, service review.
Okay.
Diba? Or okay. Hotel review.
Sa bagay, diba? Yes. Okay.
Anyway, so pero, ito. I'd like to introduce this episode as a shameless plug for my book.
Yes.
My book and my comic book.
Wow.
For the Manila International Book Fair.
Okay.
Held on September 15, 16, and 17, and 18 at the SM Mall of Asia.
So when we release this,
So I'll be doing author signing. Wow.
Wow. Kapal sige, okay lang. Pag-usapan naman natin bad review.
Bad review naman.
Bask in your self-promotion.
Iaangat ko muna yung sarili ko kasi bababa ito eh.
Oh, correct.
Diba? So, I'll be signing my book Tales for a Rainy Season and my comic book with RD Aquino, RD and Wincy's Journey to the Centerfold.
Uh-huh.
Or you can just drop by and have a chat. Pwede nyo rin dalhin yung mga copies nyo na meron na kayo. Then, I can sign it. Tapos grabe, ang all-star naman ng mga kasama ko, no? Mga katabi
sige
ko.
Sige na, todo mo na.
Kaya nga, ang all-outs ko nga, katabi ng mga co-author signees ko.
Okay.
So I'll be sharing a table with Kevin Eric Raimundo, Mr. Tarantadong Kalbo himself, who will be releasing his third book.
Yep.
And Mr. J. Ignacio, who recently won National Children's Book Award for Alandal.
Wow. Okay.
Of the police fame.
Okay.
And of course, your idol, Mr. Paul Medina Jr.
Yes, my idol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pugad baboy.
Yes. Akala ko ibig mo sabihin idol ng Podpals. Well, probably.
Yeah, probably. Uh-huh. Well, who doesn't like Pugad baboy? So anyway, I'll be there September 15, Thursday from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
September 16, Friday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Aga. Aga ng call time. September 17, Saturday, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. And within those 2 hours every day, I will not just be signing
your book,
my book and my comic book, but we are also selling your
some of my artworks as postcards. So the yung mga dalagang Pilipina illustrations that you loved, especially during the election of Ma'am Leni Robredo, yung favorite niyong dalagang Pilipinang nakapakyo. Yun. So Wincy will have copies of
how much
postcards?
How much each?
Gulatan na lang doon.
Gulatan, grabe naman. Parang ang
joke
mahal
lang
naman.
Ano, 25 pesos each.
25 pesos each for limited edition print run ng postcards ng exclusive artwork Miss CJ De Silva.
Ayun, okay, enough plugging.
Pero wait,
ano?
Hindi. Ayusin muna natin. You will not be there to sign.
But there's a signature naman. Nandun sa
pero pwede ko kayang i-forge yung ano.
Hindi. Hindi yan legit.
Kung mag-wig ako na CJ De Silva tapos gayahin ko yung boses
hindi,
mo.
Hindi.
Tapos, no?
Not legit.
So anyway, enough with the plugs.
Okay.
So why are we doing this episode on bad reviews?
Well, connected naman siya dun sa plug mo.
Oh, kasi I got my first bad review for my book.
Okay. Read it out loud.
Talaga?
Or ako ba?
Eh, mas ikaw.
O sige, ako na.
Kasi pinost ko siya sa Facebook ko, personal Facebook ko. Tapos ang daming nag-react na hindi lang writers.
Okay.
Hindi lang artists.
Ay, mababasahin on your own para ano?
Mas masakit.
Oo, ma-take in mo siya.
Sige, game.
As a mature person.
So my book is called Tales for a Rainy Season, an anthology of 12 horror stories. So,
okay.
It's available in Shopee and Comiket store and soon fully booked.
And
Solidaridad and Mount Cloud in Baguio.
Okay.
So, ito na. Masakit na to. Tales for Rainy Season, a collection of 12 horror stories. 2 out of 5 stars.
At least hindi 0.
Hindi, pero kung sa school to, ano ba to? D?
F? Bagsak ka.
Bagsak na. Uh-huh. For 40% eh. Diba? So hindi ko napapangalanan yung reviewer. So ito, Tales for a Rainy Season has a couple of good stories but falls flat for the most part. Okay naman. It's the good... Makati horror noir and urban legend set in Manila take center stage in this anthology by Wincy Aquinoong. The two best stories are And Then Came the Trumpeter, a clever take on an apocalyptic legend, and The Whip, about a freeloader with an unhealthy interest in gruesome news stories. Both stories are set in Makati, where we live, stripped of its central business district glitter and painted instead with an ominous sheen. In Ong's best stories, Makati is drenched and disintegrating, its condominiums decaying, its employees disillusioned. Is this horror anthology a commentary on Makati as a cold, heartless financial district? Maybe, but I won't give it too much credit. Aray.
Huwag ka na muna mag-comment.
The stories here are reminiscent of Eric Mati's unsuccessful movies. The narratives start out interesting but quickly get lost in ridiculous plots that disengage the reader. The writing is unremarkable as well. Teka, naiyak na ako.
Kaya mo yan. Mature ka naman. Malaki
the stories give off a sense that they are better drawn or watched than written down.
Because?
Maybe there's a reason for that. Ong is also a songwriter, illustrator, podcaster. Uy, nakikinig kayo ng Telebabad
Tips. Thank you.
Thank you. And director. Maybe this anthology would have been better off as a series of horror shorts on YouTube. All told, may bawi. The best part of this book is the cover art, which Ong designed with his wife, CJ De Silva. Wow, ikaw pa may good review.
Thank you!
With the best... Ikaw ba'y napuna?
Sorry, thank you.
With the barest of images, the cover art promises dread and doom, which unfortunately cannot be said of the stories themselves.
Ito yung judge the book by its cover.
Okay, literal. Literal na judge the book by its cover. So yun, yun, dami nag-comment sa ano ko, sa feed ko.
Okay.
And can I, I'm gonna read some of them. Na, kasi ang ganda eh, na parang, siguro nagulat sila dun sa bakit ko pinost yung... So, ito, from my friend, na-reviewer din, esteemed music critic from NME and vocalist of the Purple Chickens, si Aldo Santos.
Mm-hmm.
That review was actually fairly well-written.
Mm-hmm.
I would appreciate getting slag like this too. Ha ha ha.
Actually, yes.
Actually, yan. No?
Oh. Well, wait, let me comment. Parang, I kind of appreciate and agree with Aldo's because yun nga yung companion piece ng episode na to yung criticism episode with Richard. Actually, si Richard teaches and mentors people who want to be critics. So, sabi niya actually, sana kung magbibigay kayo ng criticism, isulat niya ng maayos. Yun yung sabi niya. Yun. O diba? Which,
kumbaga, there's a review that's a bad review that's actually badly written.
But sige, we will get to that later.
Pero ito, ito all the way from Vancouver.
Okay.
My good friend and classmate, Sean Hayesh.
Oh, ano, a fam. Ay, wala pala siya sa Manila. Foreigner. Foreigner
siya. Canadian.
Oh, Canadian siya. Hindi siya Pilipino.
Yeah, pero he's my friend. He's my classmate and friend, musician friend
para
in Vancouver. Para lang
tayong image in our heads as you're
so reading. Hi, Sean. All the way from British Columbia.
Okay.
I very much relate to this. Okay. Recently, I read a mean-spirited YouTube comment regarding a distaste for my singing voice.
Okay.
So, mas masakit kasi. Ako sinulat ko lang, ito boses niya raw.
Okay.
Ano siya? He's a metal singer
and
guitarist.
Okay.
And frontman. I took it hard at first and felt upset for an hour or so. But then in reflection, recognized that it was an opportunity to improve.
Hmm.
Nice.
Good.
Then I tried to make that energy productive and worked extra hard on improving some recent recordings.
Hmm.
It was also a reminder that we can receive accolades and praise. But it's the one flippant comment that will cut through and cause pain.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? The ego is delicate and ultimately must be overcome.
Mm-hmm.
A great lesson learned. Glad you found the value in harsh criticism too.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, Sean. That was really, that was wise.
Mm-hmm.
Wise words.
Ayun. So, thanks, thanks to your friends. Sort of, I mean, it's nice that the response, hindi nila inaway yung nag-criticize. Kasi diba parang our loved ones or people we care about when we get negative feedback, syempre bilang mahal ka nila, nagkikare sila sa'yo. Like, I mean, alam mo yun? Especially ako, diba? Minsan parang pag unjust yung and hindi ba unjust, kapag unsavory yung feedback sa'yo, ako pa yata yung mas galit, diba? Pero ito, parang well, una, hindi ako nagalit. Kasi thanks. Kasi
hindi maganda kasi
ako pwede magalit sa kanya kasi
pinuri ka
niya. Pinuri niya ako. Hindi, joke lang. Ano, parang it's nice na yung response nila. Yung response ng mga friends mo, parang mature na na-appreciate nila. Pero in a way, na-comfort ka nila kasi parang sinabi nila na, oy, meron din akong experience na ganyan.
Actually, marami rin sumagot. Hindi ko na isa-cite. Ay, although, yung bad reviews din nila. Kaya natuwa ako.
Kaya, ano din eh, no?
Tapos may isa pa nga nagsabi, can't wait to get a bad review.
Wow.
Kung maglabas. Hindi, kung maglabas na siya.
Wala pa siyang bad review.
Hindi, kung maglabas siya.
okay.
Whatever. Pero yun, akong initial feeling
ano
ko.
Ano ba pakiramdam mo? I'm sure, nung pinost mo yan, na himas-masang ka na.
Oh naman. Na-reflect ko na ito. Siyempre yung una, umpisa, to be honest, aray.
Okay.
Pero at the same time, meron rin ako yung parang strangely, kasi it's my first time to release a book. Well, hindi naman first.
I had a book before na anthology for fully book. Pero na ako talaga.
Okay.
Full book by Winsie
Ong. Ito
yung
first time na full book na ikaw.
The before, first one was the Neil Gaiman collection of horror stories and fantasy.
Okay.
So, second book. Siyempre, medyo may sakit. Masakit ng konti.
O paano ka ba nasasaktan?
Yun na. My writing is unremarkable.
How do you go through it? Like,
binabasa ko muna tatlong beses. Okay. Parang, ano sinabi niya? Tapos, pangalawa, meron, ano yung the second time around, nakakatawa kasi, yung utak ko parang, natatawa na kasi, shit, legit to ah. May ganun ako.
Oh, kasi maganda yung pagkasulat.
Oh, tapos, legit na binasa niya. Tapos, later on, parang, yung knowledge na, binili niya yung libro, binasa niya from the first story to the last story. Sinulat niya, malamang inedit-edit niya yung sinulat niya. Tapos pinost niya pa sa Goodreads.
Mm.
Teka, sabi ko, naglaan siya ng oras ah.
Oh.
At sineryoso niya yung ano, libro ko.
Okay.
So, naisip ko, okay rin. Okay.
Abet mo pa, if na-process mo na siya, why did you post it? Why did you share it?
I posted it because it's a good publicity stunt.
Inamin niya eh, no?
Inamin niya eh, no? For MIBS. Na parang, uy, weird tong art.
Oh my God.
Weird to na, ano ah, weird na.
Kumaga, ano, weird. Bad review for, as an advertisement.
Yes, exactly. Di ba? Parang, ang usual parang, 5 out of 5 stars. Di ba? The review of the Palangka Award winning book of the year. Ito parang 2 out of 5 stars.
Although naaalala ko dyan, parang yung marketing ng Gossip Girl, the first one, not yeah, the ito. Reboot. May ganyan, parang ano yun, will enrage parents. Mga ganun.
I mean, we're both from advertising, come on, di ba?
Oh.
Yung tactic ko na ginawa to promote it for MIBF, it's nothing new, di ba? Like yung sa, ano ba, Chooks to Go ba? Hindi may isa eh.
Ah, yung
Uling
okay
Roasters.
Lang.
Uling Roasters. Ano?
Yung okay lang. Medyo masarap. Parang
medyo masarap naman. Or, kayo nga Podpals, nakalimutan ko yung ano eh.
Oh.
Yung tagline.
Yung makasagot, yun, meron bang ano, free book from him.
Joke may lang. Free Uling Roasters. Hindi masarap, pero pwede na.
Oh, basta parang ganun. Oh. Baka mali pa tayo ng brand.
Wait. Sorry. My clients before was Bavis. Hello, sirs. From Bavi.
Okay.
Bavi Roast, Bavi Company. So, they own Uling Roasters and Chooks to Go.
Okay.
Yeah. Di masyadong masarap pero pwede na.
Anyway.
And I talked to the bosses about that. Na parang pinakita nila yung PowerPoint nila.
Oh.
Mas malakas pa minsan yung Uling Roasters kaysa sa Chooks to Go because of that tagline.
Okay.
Yun.
Okay.
So, I'm the Uling Roasters of books. Of horror books.
Or like The Room.
Yeah.
Ni Tommy Wiseau.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
So sige, na-process na natin yung criticism sa'yo, sa book mo.
Oh.
So, what do you appreciate about this?
Well, number one, I think he's a better writer than I am. Naging legit bigla yung writing ko eh.
Parang ano no, nataas niya eh. No?
Oh,
academic yung writing niya.
Exactly. Decaying building.
Worth, tapos, worth ano no. Parang bigla naging worth people's attention. Oo. Kasi
tapos parang hinanapan ng thesis eh. Parang is Makati ano?
Ang ganda, diba?
A metaphor for ganito ganyan.
You know what? That's what I like about reading reviews.
Eh. Oh, sige.
Because you know, i-edit mo na, i-admit mo. Oh. As a creator, hindi mo naman naiisip yung mga thematic na gano'n.
Hindi, exactly. Bakit, ito, bakit lahat ng stories ko halos set in Makati? Kasi saan tayo nakatira, di ba?
Pero hindi mo inisip na, I will depict Makati like a blah, blah,
no,
blah, blah.
That Makati, yeah, ano, the, outside the financial district. Eh, dahil, ano, saan ba ako nagja-jog? Saan ako nagja-jogging tuwing gabi, di ba?
District.
Hindi. Eh, saan ba ako naglalakad sa gabi? Sa Makati.
Ayun.
So, doon ko rin isiset yung mga kwento ko. So, ko
nakita. Pero yun nga yung beauty noon. Eh, di ba parang nag-reflect siya, inisip niya.
Hinanapan niya pa nga.
May thematic.
Oh, exactly.
Bigla. Good job. Thank you.
Thank you, whoever you are.
Anyway, so, do you think, ako na lang magtatanong sa'yo kasi ikaw yung nakakuha ng bad review recently. So,
hindi, pwede ko rin naman iba to sa'yo. Paano kung yung artworks mo may ano?
Ano?
Pangit na review rin. Or na-review bang art? Parang hindi masyado, no?
Parang, siguro, for sure, pinag-usapan nila behind my back.
Pero yun yung...
Pero hindi nila yan ipapublish or hindi nila yan i-comment. Siguro, chismis, ganun.
Pero yung, ano, yun pala yung... Ang easy targets pala na-realize ko.
Writers.
Movies. Music.
Yeah.
Books.
Kasi parang, in a way, nang hihingi ka na ng review, eh.
Ano, diba? Restaurants.
Parang may certain framework or ano ba, feedback mechanism eh, di ba?
Hindi, tsaka lalo na food. Kasi di ba yung isang, yung Instagram account na masarap ba? Uh-huh. Yun yung tanong.
At tsaka siguro kasi di ba, I mean, yung ginagawa ko outside my work, yung illustrations ko, very immediate siya, di ba? Kung ayaw mo, di lampasan mo lang. Oh. Hindi mo naman kailangan... Iano.
Or siguro yung bad reviews mo yung wala ng hearts. Yung hindi pinansin.
Parang I wouldn't take it as such.
Tabak.
Kasi pwedeng algorithm. Siguro, bad reviews that I experience, hindi bad review, more like, alam mo, I would consider it, like, with my work. When we test storyboards, when we test, parang FGD.
FGD.
Yun, makukuha mo yung review talaga, yung feedback ng ano, ng target mo, di ba? Pero parang ano kasi, sige. Ayun. So, pero kasi yung feedback sa work ko, parang part siya ng job. Hindi siya parang magugulat ka na sasampaling ka na... Siguro at most yung consideration nun kung hindi nanalo yung work mo tapos in-enter mo sa awards. Diba?
Oo. Pero ang ads ba may reviews? Parang wala rin ano.
Indirectly. You know, kapag yung ad, diba, parang...
Yung ano sa amin, yung basis sa amin is anvils and quills. Eh, diba?
No, but meron kasi, diba, there are certain ads that get so controversial, diba? Parang people... give so many bad feedback, diba? I mean, we all know the latest ad that had... We don't need to say the... I mean, we know the latest ad that had that controversial feedback, diba? From the public. Na as in, tinake down nila. So I guess parang ganun. And so far, wala pa naman akong ad na
swerte
napapatanggal.
Buti yun. Ka pa.
Bakit? Meron ka na ba? Napatanggal?
No, wala pa naman.
Anyway.
Pero ito nga. Do you think bad reviews are helpful to artists? Or nasagot nyo na ba ito ni Richard before? Do you think bad reviews are helpful to artists and creators?
Well, sort of. Nasagot na namin. So, sige. Iterate ko na lang. But I would want to know your point of view as the artist. Parang better if ikaw yung sumagot.
Hindi, ako ito. Sasagutin ko.
Sige.
It's simple.
Oh.
A well-written bad review is helpful to the artist. A bad review written by a troll is not.
Is it even considered a review or a feedback?
Ayun, yun na nga. Exactly.
Oh.
Kasi ako tama eh. If let's say if I have a movie na ginawa or album, whatever, restaurant.
Oh.
Kung maganda yung pagkasulat, hindi ka magagalit dun sa reviewer. Ah, well, sa bagay. I know one director who actually may inaway na critic.
Madami namang director na nang-away ng ano, ng critics, 'di ba? But like I always would ask Richard this. Nalalaiken ko siya sa ano, the vegans will kill me. But you know, it's like how butchers or chefs sort of justify eating steak. Di ba parang sinasabi nila na parang pinatay mo yung cow, medyo violent siya, ganyan. Laging sinasabi ng mga chef na by cooking the steak and eating it with so much excitement and joy, parang in-honor mo yung buhay nung, ano, nung baka, di ba? Parang ganun. I think, for me, as an artist, tatanggapin ko yung isang bad review or feedback or negative feedback if in-honor niya yung creative process ko na ano, may piece of my heart na nilagay ko dyan.
Gets. Gandang analogy.
Or nag-effort ako, nasaktan ako, hindi man nasaktan, nag-effort ako, napuyat ako, napagod ako, naglabas ako ng pera. Just in honor niya with writing it well. Na parang kahit negative yung comment niya, may respeto siya dun sa creativity mo. Diba?
Pero yun ang interesting, your best friend is a critic.
Yes.
Hindi, wala lang. Parang interesting, your best friend is a critic who doesn't consider himself an artist or, diba?
But he...
I mean, he wouldn't make movies, diba?
But he's a writer.
Ay, sa bagay. Yeah, pero
music journalist din siya.
So, I mean, mas ano ka eh? Mas ano ka pa nga eh? Mas, what's this?
Ano, creation?
Mas malapit ka sa criticism than I am eh.
I would like to think na both eh.
Ako more of creators ang friends ko eh. Ikaw more of curators and critics yung friends mo eh.
And tricky kasi na advertising eh, di ba? Parang balance siya of creating, curating, giving feedback. Yeah. So,
kasi ako honestly, I'm not a critic.
Yes.
Napansin mo? Hindi ako, bakit? Madali ako maawa. Madali ako maawa, tapos kung alam kong, ay, nagsipag naman siya. Sige, 5 stars. I'm gonna be a horrible critic.
You are a horrible critic.
Diba? Ako yung tipong kahit hindi masarap yung pagkain, pero mukhang mabait yung waiter. Tsaka yung chef. Kakainin ko pa rin.
As an INFP. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So bad critic ka.
Yeah. Ikaw.
Baka better ko si Dan tsaka si Christine yung sumagot. Kasi sila na ako.
Criticize mo sila everyday.
Hindi naman. I would like to think, binibigyan ko ng feedback yung work nila. Hindi ko sila kani-criticize as persons. But I give feedback to their layouts, to their ideas. Yun. I guess I'm an average fair negative feedback giver.
I guess critics
giver.
Are also born eh, no?
So are you implying I am a critic?
No.
Ba't ka naka-smile?
Oo.
Bakit? Kasi ikaw yung lagi ko kini-criticize. Wow, nagsumbong. Oh, sure. Anyway.
So, do you trust bad reviews? Ito maganda tong tanong.
Shit!
Do you trust bad reviews or do you still try it out yourself? Para magkaroon ka ng sarili mong opinion.
As in nakaka...
Sige, ito. Rotten Tomatoes. Pucha, 22%.
Hindi ako nakikinig sa Rotten. Okay. Hindi ako... Parang walang effect sa akin yung Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, sige. Ano yung sa restaurants?
Hindi, wala din ako ganun eh. Parang... Hindi, paano ba to?
Bada. Hindi good ah. Hindi 5 stars ah.
Bad reviews. Ganit. Hotels. I think yun yung mind space ko ngayon. Ang favorite ko, hotels.com tsaka Airbnb.
Will you try it out yourself or trust the bad review?
Again, ano siya? Parang, tama, ikaw magaling sa math. Pero yung philosophy ng median ba and mean?
Mean, median, mode.
Yun. Nung parang, makikita mo naman eh, di ba, kunwari, out of 100 reviews, 80 good reviews, 20 bad reviews. And then, minsan ano pa yan, di ba? 1 to 5. Parang, 80% straight fives. Tapos, meron siyang, let's say, 15% na 4. Tapos meron siyang, may mga ano, may mga outlier na 10% na one. Ang ginagawa ko, binabasa ko yung bad review. Tapos, kino-cross-check ko siya dun sa good review. And usually, makikita mo ano yung isolated experience or iba yung, iba yung expectation. Usually, American yun. Diba? Or ito na lang, celebrity naman sila, nag-post naman sila. Umabot ba sa'yo yung si Julius Babaw, nag-order siya ng Shakey's Pizza.
Nah, hindi ko alam.
Nag-order siya ng Shakey's Pizza. Tapos pinost niya kasi pagdating, yung cheese, may, di ba usually, dough, tomato sauce, cheese toppings, ganun. In between the dough, the tomato sauce, and the cheese, in between, may plastic sheet.
Oh my God.
May plastic sheet.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Tapos naluto yung plastic sheet.
Oh shit.
With the...
Toxic yun ha?
Oo. Pero makikita mo kasi humihiwala yung cheese. Tapos nagreklamo siya publicly. For me, iisipin ko ah, sa daing beses ko nag-order ng Shakey's.
Gets.
Maybe it's the first time that happened. So I'm not gonna post it on public.
Kumbaga that's an anomaly.
Oh, I will call them na, oy, ito yung nangyari ah.
Nangyari rin yun sa Jollibee, yung sa ano, chicken.
Yung tuwalya.
Yung tuwalya, Na think isang beses lang naman nangyari.
Oh, out of probably
ilang like, chicken joy kinain mo sa buong buhay.
Diba? So parang for me, yes, nakakagulat. Yes, nakakatakot. Yes, medyo gross. But you have to post it. Kasi, especially with restaurants, especially, siguro restaurants, parang yung effect ng bad review ng restaurant versus effect ng bad review, let's say, movie or like song, parang
hindi, sabi
may economic weight ng mas malaki yung sa restaurant.
Sabi ni Chef Edward Bugia, hi Chef.
Hi Chef.
At ni Chef, Chef. At ng friend natin na si Jude Stemplo.
Hello.
Restaurants live and die by reviews.
Oh, diba?
So, totoo yan.
So,
and word of mouth.
Yes. So, for me, again, being mindful of how you say it, I guess parang dapat mag-operate ka muna with empathy, diba? Tingin mo, bakit kaya ito nangyari?
You're a bad critic.
Ha?
Huh? If you operate with empathy, you're a bad critic.
No, I would argue with you.
Okay, go.
I think good critics are actually empathic and mataas yung EQ nila. Kasi, for sure, if you want, na ito na lang, why do you criticize first?
I don't know why. I don't criticize. Kasi ako, ito, kahit makapanood ako ng pangit na movie.
Aga kayo.
Wala, hindi ako nagdadabog. Hmm? Hindi.
Kakausapin mo ko in
Disney. Kakausapin kita, pero hindi ko ilalagay publicly. Hindi ako, nasayang buhay ko, buiset.
Ah, alam mo, hate ko yung mga review na, don't watch this. It's a waste of your time. Kasi parang, who are you to say that if I watch this, my time will be wasted? Diba?
Or what if magustuhan ko?
Oh, sino ka?
So anyway.
Anyway, ayun. Parang, i-finish ko lang yung, tingin ko, may empathy nga yung, the better critics criticize so you can improve. Alam mo yung, balik natin dun sa nag-comment sa Tales for a Rainy Season. I think, before he wrote that, inisip niya, pag nabasa pa ito ni Wincy, matutulungan ko siya. Or, pag nabasa ba ito ni Wincy, yung susunod niyang libro, mag-i-improve.
Tama. Hindi, pero ito Kwento ko lang, dun sa Facebook thread, may friend daw yung critic na to na nakita. Tapos, Tapos sinabi niya na, uy, ang healthy nung conversation. Walang umaway sa'yo. Sumali siya. And hindi ko naman sinasabi yung pangalan niya eh.
Hindi, nilagay, pinost mo sa screen cap, andan yung pangalan.
And sinabi niya na parang, still, congratulations Wincy because you took the guts to create a horror book. And that's the toughest genre ever. Yan.
Mm. And tingin ko, I guess ano yan eh, yung perfectionism. Eh parang kaya natatakot yung mga tao. I guess my point is, huwag tayo matakot sa negative review kasi that's the only thing, that's the only way we will get better versus natatakot ka, wala kang gagawin at all.
Mas natatakot pa nga ako yung lahat good reviews.
Katakot yun. Uh-oh.
Parang ano to, robots?
Ika nga sa Drag Race, diba? Parang sabi nga nila, nakatakot pag safe ka. Mas gusto mo, syempre, ano, sasabihin nila what works, what doesn't work, how can you improve. Pag safe ka, ibig sabihin parang, ano, kumbaga unmemorable.
Kumbaga parang Tom Hanks movie yan eh, di ba?
Okay, ano yun? What does it mean?
Yung 10 out of 10 palagi, parang boring na nito.
Or parang yung mga Oscar baits, di ba? Yung parang, malamang Christopher Nolan, yung Dunkirk, ano. Oo, 10 over 10.
Anyway, so yun.
Mm.
Ako, yung puro yung buko na lang eh. Pero kasi naman, plug, ano nga, shameless plug to eh. Pero yung sa'yo, have you ever had a bad review? And how did you react to it?
Embarrassingly, hindi ako katulad mo na, alam mo yun.
May bad review, lahat sa'yo good reviews.
Hindi, na parang, hindi ako as creative as you na parang may gagawin ako, magsi-self-publish ako. Wala akong, parang wala akong work masyado that sort of asks for review. So the closest experience I can come up with is probably
advertising.
Yung ano ko, as in performance evaluation, pwede ba yun? Yun. So, so far, sir, wala pa nang, ano naman, parang,
hindi ito, hindi, yung hindi ka pa magaling. First year.
Lang, let me clarify. So far, in the last, kadir, age reveal, in the last 10 years, wala namang super sama. Siyempre, meron sila, lagi namang may sasabihin sa yung point of improvement. Pero wala namang super sama. Pero, yung first ever performance evaluation ko, when I was a junior art director, umiyak ako.
Ano nakasulat mo na?
Kasi dati nun numerically, as in parang over 10. 10 being the highest. Ano? 6.5.
So, in sa school, C. C minus.
Oh, C minus. I mean, not flunking, but, you know, not A. So, ayun, parang naiyak ako kasi, ano yun, 6-month evaluation ko yun eh. Tapos parang, ayun nga, nakakaya. Pero yung main, I think this is normal, but yung main criticism sa akin, taste.
Taste?
Taste.
As in, pangit ng taste mo?
Or limited yung taste ko. Parang, I was fresh out of college. Tapos yung aesthetic ko, ayan na naman age reveal. You know, uso ng Juno, diba?
Mm.
So yung aesthetic ko, yung parang OBB ng Juno na
scratchy lines.
Scratchy, cutesy.
Pentel pen.
Oo, ganun. Like, twee. But, you know, I was handling brands na I used to handle Adidas or like,
bagay naman yung Adidas
hotels,
sa ganun.
Hotel. Hotel. I mean, meron ako slew of, ano, of brands. Tapos yung art direction ko, laging ganun. Yeah. So parang yung criticism nila, wait lang, kailangan mo rin mag-expand ng taste, ganyan. You have to know. Tapos, since ang hilig ko nun sa Korean novela, wala akong idea of other things na maganda. So parang yung mga print ad kompre ko, lahat ng model parang Korean ad, ganun. So parang very limited world view, I guess. So yun, naiyak ako. Tapos after nun talaga, as in, yun yung naghabol ako sa, ano, sa movies. As in, ni-research ko yung mga classics, nag-torrent ako. As in, humabol talaga ako para ma-develop ko yung taste ko.
Well, at least yun. Point for improvement.
Ah, pero ito. Client.
May client review?
Hindi client. Ano, chismis. Parang, you know, when I would like to think direct ako and I reply or I address certain comments or I don't wanna say sinasagot kasi parang pabalang eh. Pero alam mo yun, nagka-clarify ako on the spot. And I guess I was too direct. Pinadaan nung junior client dun sa parent strat planner namin. Parang tinanong niya na, masungit ba talaga si CJ? Ganun ba siya talaga?
Hindi naman, bastos ba talaga yung bata?
Hindi naman, ganun ba? Actually, subtle eh. Parang sabi niya, ganun ba talaga si CJ? Or dahil ako yung kausap niya? Yun. So parang ako,
umiyak ka rin dun?
Hindi.
Hindi, pero ito rin na, maturity levels din eh.
Ay, oo.
Feeling ko, kung matanda ka na katulad ko,
ano?
Mas magaling ka na mag-handle ng criticism.
Mm-hmm.
Mga reviews, di ba?
Hindi ka na-affect pag ano.
Mas mabilis na ako mag-recover. Ayun.
Parang you kind of, may process ka na. Parang,
ah, hindi, wait. Ano? Hindi pala. May mga directors na senior citizens.
Ah, di ba? EJK ka, ganun. Oh, di parang hindi din.
And,
hindi, mga, hindi, hindi age. Hindi, kumbaga, ito, hindi
mga
age.
Politicians na mas matanda pa sa atin. Bad reviews, patayin kita.
Oo, di ba? Hello, ano na lang, government na lang natin. Di ba? Parang, pag criticize mo yung nangyayari sa government, red tag ka agad.
Patayin ka.
Oo.
O bosin.
Tsaka red tag ka, NPA ka agad, nagreklamo ka lang naman. Parang, or nag-criticize ka lang, red tagging agad.
Mm.
Ayun. So, ah, wait. Meron akong experience naman na I gave a bad review and I got into trouble.
Okay. This was for?
Aminin natin. I mean, it's all, ano ba tawag doon? Yung water under the bridge.
Yeah.
Walang Tagalog yun. So,
ano ba? Tubig sa ilalim ng tulay.
Hindi ka nag-translate yung idioms. But it's all in the past. You can discuss this. So, I had a negative review of Ang Nawawala. And Ang Nawawala was directed by Mariha Mora. And everybody knows that...
She was my ex-girlfriend.
Yes. Yeah. So, ano agad din, di ba? Kabubuhan ko rin naman siya kasi...
Bata ka pa nun.
Well, una bata pa ako. Tapos hindi ko inisip na kahit na let's say valid yung feedback ko, yung interpersonal relationship, ano na agad...
Masalimuot.
Colored na siya. Kumbaga, some people... Ano ba? Had a negative reaction na parang, bakit mo yan sinasabi? Ex siya ni Wincy. So ako, in my head, being like, you know, a juvenile 20 plus year old, like, sinasabi ko, bakit? Eh, hindi ko talaga nagustuhan eh. Karapatan ko naman sigurong sabihin siya. Basta as in, I got into like legit trouble with your friends, with your friends' girlfriends, until... the actual directors and creators.
And the scriptwriter.
And scriptwriters. Si Marie and si Ramon De Vera were, sila pa yung gracious, sila pa yung mabait, sila pa yung mature. Sinabihan nila yung friends nyo na, you know what, nagbayad si CJ.
Tinapos niya.
Tinapos niya yung movie. She's allowed to give her opinion. Tapos sabi ni Marie, thank you, binigay mo yung opinion mo. Thank you watched my movie. Tapos parang, if
you... And nag-sorry siya, I'm sorry you didn't enjoy it.
Oh, and sabi niya, I'm sorry you didn't enjoy it, and I'm sorry our friends put you through it. Ganyan, ganyan, ganyan. So parang, sabi niya...
Yan ang maturity.
Oh, tapos sabi niya pa, do you wanna discuss kung ano yung hindi mo nagustuhan? Maybe I can clarify. And we discussed. Tapos sinabi ko sa kanya personally. Tapos parang, ever since, friends kami, like, I mean, we've been friends naman even before.
And this was, and with Ramon De Vera, the script writer.
Same reaction.
Humingi siya ng feedback sa'yo.
Hindi. Sabi niya, ano, okay lang yun. May karapatan ka. Sasabihan ko nalang yung mga friends na yun na nag, ano sa'yo.
Nambul.
Ganon. Sabi niya, pero if you want, kausapin mo rin si Marie, tapos usap kayo, blah, 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 blah. Tapos, ayun, sabi ka ni Marie, it's a movie. I can make another one and hopefully eventually you like it. Tapos parang, actually after nun, nag-collaborate kami with posters ng movie niya.
Immature naman kasi yung mga yun.
Si Marie tsaka si Ramon. Oh.
Yeah.
Yun. Pero,
hindi, pero
again,
ito.
It's just like, how many years ago? When was, 2011? Oh, 12 years ago-ish.
Ako naman baliktad.
Yeah. Ano?
I don't like talking to reviewers and critics.
Hindi, pero kasi friends like kami. Hindi
ako. Oh. Kahit friends ko. Kunwari yung closest friend ko.
Oh.
Hindi, ito. Sige. When I released a movie noong 2014.
San Lazaro.
Overtime. GMA Films Overtime.
Oh.
Got lukewarm reviews.
And meron nga ng bully pa sa'yo. Bad press pa nga. Diba?
At na tabloid pa.
Oh,
pero that's besides the point.
Oo. Oh.
Like for Rappler, I got a review.
By Ogs?
No, by Zig Marasigan.
Oh, your friend.
My friend, yeah. He gave it, I think, 3 out of 5 stars.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bagsak.
Not bagsak. Pero honest, yung sinulat niya, nag-text lang ako sa kanya, thank you.
Oh.
Yan. Pero but then again,
I know.
Kasi,
I know.
I co-directed it with Earl Ignacio. Nag-joke kami na nandun kami sa podium, sa screening. Sabi ko, Earl, sabi ko, Earl, ako man nilibre kay Zig tonight.
Oh.
Nandun si Philbert D.
Libre mo din.
Libre mo.
Grabe kayo. Sinuhulan.
Natawa nga sila. Natawa si Zig. Pero yun, hi Zig.
Ayun. Pero parang tingin ko, yun nga, I guess at the end of the day, a negative review or a negative feedback will be well received and will be helpful if you took the time to do it respectfully and inisip, I don't know, siguro kikik in yung advertising in me.
Yeah.
Like, before you say a message, you have to think of your target. May gusto kang response niya, di ba? Gusto mo mag-improve siya. So, kung yun yung desired result mo, you will design your feedback in such a way na ma-achieve yung result mo. Kung gusto mo siya maging better, dapat helpful yung feedback mo. Hindi siya parang, alam mo yun, yung undeniably objective or undeniably clear or hindi mo, sana yung feedback hindi siya parang babalik ka na, oh, it's not what I meant, this is what I meant. Hindi siya parang, again, yun nga, ako paniniwala ko, sa age natin ngayon, nare-respect ko naman yung intent, but you know, it's always, impact is more important than the intent. Kasi, kahit na napaka-good, kunyo ako, but kahit na napakaganda na intention mo, kung hindi nag-land ng maayos, nakasakit ka, ay paano na? Negative pa rin yung impact. Impact, diba?
Nasiraan ka na ba ng kotse sa daan? Stress! Sira na nga ang kotse mo. Sira pa ang araw mo. Don't let this happen again.
Kaya it's time to upgrade with AutoDeal, an all-in-one platform for your car needs. Para sa sulit and wide selection of promos and trustworthy sales agent, sagot na ng AutoDeal yan. AutoDeal can bring you one tap closer to your dream car with more than 450 highly rated partner car dealers nationwide.
So, no need to worry for your next road trip. Visit autodeal.com.ph to get the best car deals. Last question.
Oh.
Advice for anyone who makes stuff or creators who own restaurants, may YouTube blog, whatever, gumagawa ng products for sale sa Lazada. Yan pa pala, review sites, Lazada and Shopee, Aray.
Aray. Uy, pero nakakaaliw yung ibang mga review.
Oo nga, yung packaging tsaka yung delivery yung rinay-review, hindi yung product. No? Or yung oras na delivery.
Or kung ano, makulit yung delivery boy. Anyway.
Advice on how to take in reviews, how to sift through them.
Ikaw.
Ito, I actually got this from my idol, Tim Burton.
Well,
Sabi niya, I'm equally critical of praise as I am of bad reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Yun lang. So, i-review mo rin yung review. Ganda, di ba?
Meta-review.
Oo.
Meta-critic.
Meta-critic. So, yun. Huwag mong seryosohin. Meaning, ibig sabihin, huwag mong masyadong seryosohin.
Mm-hmm.
Ako lang rin gumawa niyan. And take it with a grain of salt. Tapos, learn from it. That's it.
Ako, parang... Kasi, di ba, psychologically proven naman na may negative bias tayo. Na parang sa 90... Kunwari, 100 yung review. Sa 90 na positive review, mas maalala mo yung 10 na...
Ay, totoo yan.
Na negative, di ba?
Yung peklat, no?
As in, like, talaga, meron talaga tayo negative bias. So, I think it's an unlearning. Hindi naman unlearning, pero parang OS, siya. Mag-i-install ka ng app inside your brain.
So, kung sinasabi mo parang...
Ano?
10 reviews. Nakita mo, 10 reviews on a site.
Mm.
Lahat 9. 9 out of 10. Tapos may isa 1 out of 10. Ang napansin mo yung 1 out of 10, hindi yung 9 out of 10.
Oo, magbablur lahat nun. For me, sobrang corny nito. Should I forget if it's she's all that or he's all that. Shit, I forget the ano, the teen movie. It's a recent Netflix teen movie. Pero fine, I forgot the movie. But I remembered the insight. Kasi yung insight doon, ano siya, achiever siya. Tapos yung praise ng parents niya or yung love ng parents niya, supported siya. In the character's mind, it does not count. For me, ang ganda ng insight na you know what, wag mong i-take for granted yung feedback ng mga taong naniniwala sa'yo.
Uy, maganda yan.
These things count.
Pero the thing is with my dad.
Ano?
Sabi ng dad ko, ano? yung unang
naman eh. Oh,
yung
ano?
Unang movie mo or yung unang gawa mo mas maganda dito.
Oh, that happens.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Or mas okay yung short film mo na isa kesa dito. Mm. Which is, prangka naman yung
the more it should matter. Pero yun, na parang, actually napaisip ako, yung daddy ko, yung mommy ko, when I'm being so hard on myself, sasabihin ng daddy ko, you know what, you don't need to prove anything. Na-prove mo na, I am proud of you. Kahit mag-make ka ng mistakes, I am proud of you. Basta huwag ka lang
mananakit ng tao.
Immoral or may gagawin kang masama. Always remember, I'm proud of you. So parang,
na ito pala, sa
GoPro. Oh, ano?
Ito, magandang question, pahabol.
Pero there are times, diba, na, I mean, unavoidable naman na ma-hurt ka ng feedback, ma-hurt ka ng ibang tao. But, ayun, so, pakinggan, I guess, i-balance out mo muna yung hurt with people who believe in you. But, still, pag neutralized na, pag ano na, hindi na ganun kasakit, basahin mo ulit to stick the good from it. Take what yung actionable. Actually, naniniwala ako dun sa sinabi nila, if the person cannot fix it in 2 minutes, huwag mo na muna sabihin. Until meron kang suggestion, di ba? Mga ganyan. Yung pag hindi actionable yung problema, gawin mo actionable yung comment mo, di ba? Yun. O ano yung follow-up question?
Follow-up question ko, kung hindi tayo parents.
Oo.
Pero kung may anak ba tayo tapos pangit yung gawa niya, tayo ba yung type na not your best work? Or
oh my God,
sabihin natin,
mag-aaway tayong
whatever, whatever gawin mo anak, it's the greatest.
That's wrong.
Oh yeah.
Niluloko mo siya.
Let's see, ito maging filmmaker yung imaginary child natin. Tapos pucha, Ed Wood pala siya, no?
Mm.
Sasabihin ba natin, to me, you're Steven Spielberg, anak.
That makes you a liar.
Na nga eh. Or, pero ang hirap siguro nun for parents.
Kunwari, hindi, ako sasabihin ko.
Hindi, sintunado siya. Yun. Sintunado siya tapos sumali siya sa Idol Philippines.
Unang-una di ko siya papasalihin. Kasi kung naririnig ko ng sintunado siya,
kakainan nila.
Ire-record ko yun. Ire-record ko yung boses niya. Tapos anak, pakinggan mo yung boses mo. Sintunado ka, di ba?
Kakainin ka nila Chito, Miranda.
Hindi, boy. Hindi ko siya i-threaten. Gusto mo ba talagang maging good singer?
Mapapahiya ka dyan.
Hindi ko rin sasabihin yun. Gusto mo talaga maging singer. Pero anak, sintunado ka ngayon. Magpa-voice lessons tayo.
Okay, gets. Tama. So, hindi ka yung parent na I will give you the 5-star reviews all the time.
No. No. But if that child really wants to do that, dream niya maging
gets.
O sige, gagawin natin paraan. Tama. Pero kasi diba, minsan, kahit ilang voice lessons na,
kasi kung
talaga eh.
Kasi kung puro good reviews yung sa anak mo, mawawarp yung sense of reality eh.
Tsaka hindi niya malalaman kung anong good at bad.
Yes, tama.
Diba? I mean, ibigyan mo rin yung sense of reality, diba? Kung wala talaga siya sa tono, sabihin mo, you owe, I guess, truth yun. Diba?
Well, in fairness, my dad read my book. And sinabi niya sa akin yung mga strongest and weakest stories in the book.
Oh.
So parang, saludo ko sa dad ko, hindi naman siya yung, you're the greatest writer. Then.
Objective.
Objective.
Kasi nga gusto kanya maging better. Siguro yung mga ganyan ko struggle, yun na hurt ako when my parents comment about my weight before. Kasi for me, ano naman yun? Parang, wait, ini-imply nyo ba masama na nag-gain ako ng weight? Ano na, parang na-learn na nila na imbis na tungkol sa, uy, nag-gain ka ng weight, sasabihin nila, kumusta ka? Ano ba? Stressed ka ba? Parang ano, medyo skirting around it. Kasi nare-realize nila, iba yung effect naman sa kanya nito.
Yes.
So, and I think yun nga, sorry, sidebar, Kasi di ba pag nagko-comment tayo sa weight ng mga tao, it nagkakaroon siya morality or nagkakaroon ng whether parang gained weight bad, got thinner good, na dapat di ba neutral yun.
Ah.
So dapat nga hindi siya kino-comment, just a sidebar. Anyway, ayun. So
final thoughts, reflections.
Ikaw na
go
lang.
To
the Manila Book Fair.
Manila International Book Fair.
Wow!
Buy my book. Buy Buy my comic book.
And criticize.
And buy CJ's art prints. And give us a bad review.
And paano naman kung good yung review? Give us, like, you know.
Give us your honest
a thoughtful
opinion.
Review. Ayan. Oh, yan. Oh, game. Pam na.
Alright. Now it's time for your favorite segment.
Podpal Answering Machine.
Podpal Answering Machine. Turr, 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 turr. Hindi yan.
Oh. Ikaw naman mag-edit.
Ako una.
Oh, go.
Okay, this is for
this is for episode 87.
YouTube rabbit holes.
Yes.
Which, salamat Podpals, we are
you made back. Us trend. We're not technically back. Naalis na tayo ulit.
Ne, pero
for a day.
This charted.
For a day.
It charted.
Thank you.
Yeah. Salamat. Pasangawa charted. 198.
Hindi, 195
naman. 195
naman. May ano, limang baitang naman yung inaunat.
Na ma-eliminate na tayo.
Pwede na.
Kulelat, oh.
Okay
kulelat.
Na, okay
pwede
na.
Hindi, okay grabe naman. Sa million-million ng podcast, ang ya-humble
wow,
brand na yun.
Wow. Ganda nung ano, mapag-hedge mo nung result.
Hindi, totoo naman na. Sa million-million ng podcast na ngayon.
What a perspective.
Diba?
Oh, sige, sige.
Malagay naman sa 195.
Basta thank you.
Buenas.
Uh-oh.
Buenas. Okay. This is from a certain AB.
Go.
Maiksi lang pero tawan-tawa ako.
Sige.
Sa YouTube rabbit hole.
Ano sabi niya?
I remember one time nag-search ako ng product review.
Okay.
Hanggang sa napunta na ako sa earwax extraction videos.
Oh my God.
Tapos natulog na ako kasi 5 a.m. na.
Oh my God. Ang ganda ng realization na umabot ka na 5 a.m. for earwax.
Hindi, pero ako, I have a problem with my earwax na matindi yung...
Iskiri naman ako, di ba? Kaya ako nag-vertigo.
Ikaw naman yung equivalent mo nito is Dr. Pimple Popper.
Tsaka podiatrist.
Ano yun?
Yung nagtatanggal ng kalyos pa.
Hanggang 5 a.m. pinapanood mo to?
Minsan.
Okay.
Ayun.
You're weird. You're weird. What's
ako,
yours?
Okay. Sabi niya, may isang time na nag-search ako ng old TV commercial sa YouTube. And ayun, umabot ako ng madaling araw, kakapanood ng mga random TV ads, mostly Pinoy. Ang nostalgic ng pakiramdam, naaalala ko yung panahon na nasa TV ko siya pinapanood. Nasaan ako noon, ano pinagdadaanan ko that time. And yung game na nilalaro namin ng kapatid ko before, internet age, kapag mahaba yung commercial na pinapanood namin sa TV, which is, unahan na masabi yung pangalan ng product ng commercial once na mag-flash siya sa screen. Tapos, may pitik sa matatalo. I mean, I just found it really charming and...
I don't know, what show is it? Parang Takeshi's Castle.
Hindi, anong ads eh. Nanonood daw siya na ads.
Pero ganung ano? Concept?
Hindi, nagiging game sa kanila na pag... Kasi diba dati may mga 60-second ads. Ngayon lang naman umikli yan eh. So parang feeling ko nag-uunahan sila ng brand na nakaka-relate ako. Maybe that's why I became, you know, an advertising person. Pero as in, and napaisip ako, di ba ngayon meron tayong mga ano, recall, ad recall, ganyan. Ganda sa, alam mo, baka dati mga FGD, ginigamify nila, baka may ad recall yan.
Oo, tama.
Di ba? Kasi dati, yun nga, nagpipitikan sila kung di nila ma-recall. Eh ngayon, wala namang stakes.
Or gawing reality show yan, ano? Pitikan ng FGD.
Hulaan mo kung anong brand. Hulaan mo kung anong key message.
Or segment set bulaga, ano?
Hulaan mo kung anong benefits. Ganun.
Oo.
Makakatawa, di ba?
Oo.
Ayun lang. Anyway.
Yun lang. So, everyone who listened, hope you enjoyed this episode about bad reviews. Keep on writing bad reviews and... Give.
Huwag niyo kaming i-negative review sa podcast.
Yes.
Kasi hindi pa strong
hindi,
yung self-esteem. Wag. Charot lang.
Wag.
Ano?
Review our podcast. Give your honest opinion.
Huwag ganon. Kaya ko ba? Magalit ako. De joke lang. whatever.
Okay.
If you feel strongly about it,
yeah,
fine.
Pero, speaking of reviews, please give us a 5-star review.
Yun na lang.
On Spotify. Para umangat yung algorithm namin.
Or,
ngayon, nasa na, hindi ito. Kung ilang stars na tayo.
195. Ah, nasa
stars sa Spotify.
4.5. May isang ano.
May isa sa inyo nagbigay ng 1-star. Sino yun?
Tino ko yun.
Hahanapin namin kayo!
Ne, pero, I'm gonna be vulnerable. Parang, I think...
Wait, 4.5
ayun na naman po si
out
Lindsay
of 5 stars,
ano?
That's a B+.
Hindi.
A minus.
Ah,
A-.
Ne, pero parang, I guess, this is me being vulnerable. I hope safe space naman to. But, I think kaya kong basahin yung... Extra masasaktan ako kapag yung podcast. Kasi, ano siya, passion project or like breather ko siya from like work and my art. Parang hindi ko pa nare-reach yung objectivity. Huwag mo na siguro.
So parang baby mo pa to, no?
Parang siya si Andres.
Okay.
I mean, it brings me joy. Para don't sinabi, fucking ruin it.
Sinabi mo yung baby mo, ang pangit ng baby mo!
Shoot, naalala ko na naman yung joke ni Sari and Chi. Favorite ko yun. Yung ano daw gagawin. Yung song nila.
Yung
pangit baby, di ba? Oh, it's a baby. Just state facts. Yes, baby siya. Yun lang. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode.
See you next episode and see you at the Manila International Book Fair.
Thank you.
So that's it. Hope you enjoyed our podcast.
If you like our podcast, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or basically anywhere you get your podcasts.
And join our private Facebook group and extend the conversation. Just search Telebaba Tapes.
Same Telebaba time?
Same Telebaba channel.
Bye!
This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. For more info on the shows and the network, visit podcastnetwork.asia.
And Podmachine, the simplest way to grow and edit your podcast. Sign up now to podmachine.com and try it for free. To get one free episode credit upon subscribing, use our code TELEBABAD.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.